was made for you and me.
All right, this is KTOO Public Media's Juno Afternoon, and it's time for our Thursday Arts Time with artists Deanna Lampe and Lily Hope. Deanna Lampe, you have such great taste in music. Where did the inspiration for today's music come from?
I don't know, dude. You know, like last night I was laying there thinking about today, and it was Sam Cooke's 89th birthday yesterday, and I was going down, as I said, the mental playlist, and I couldn't quite pull out the right Sam Cooke tune. And then it just went immediately to Sharon Jones in the Dap Kings. Unfortunately, I didn't discover her until about a year before she passed, and that really sucked. And she passed, I think it was in November of 2016. But yeah, and there's a great documentary out on her. I think it's called This is Sharon or I Am Sharon, or it's out there. But she was just one awesome chick to listen to. I think one of the chicks here at the radio station got to play with her or see her or something.
I think Annie Bartholomew did. Yeah.
Jealous of you, Annie Bartholomew, because Sharon Joan must have been one cool chick to hang out with.
And the anthem for today's. Okay, so we need help with the title, Arts Time. Yeah, what? I don't know what
we're going to... Are we calling it Arts Up? Sponsored by Art Matters this week. Arts Up.
I'm hip with it. It might change next week or the week after, but...
Today it's Arts Up.
That's it.
Lily, what's going on? What are you going to do this weekend as an artist and an appreciator of art?
Oh my God. Well, I love attending Auntie's house out at the Klinkenaheide Community Building from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. That is an open arts space for artists to join in, usually a potluck lunch. And Sunday is Artist of All Nations.
That's
from
right.
1 to 5 at the Juno Arts and Humanities, or Juno Arts and Culture Center. And we love going to that.
Can we back up to the
sure.
one on Saturday? Tell us more. What's it look like? What were the times again?
Well, that's actually at 10:30.
Oh, 10:30
to 2. Well, I believe it started as a wellness program through the Klinkenaheide Central Council a number of years ago. And they do take a break for a few weeks in the summer and around the holidays. But they just invite people to come out and work on their projects, whether it's something for celebration or something, you know, that they're doing on their own. And, you know, if there are a group of cedar bark weavers and they need the space, they come out and use the space. I think they provide like a hot dish, and then folks are welcome to bring, you know, a salad or juice or cookies or something. So there's a meal there also.
Nice. This is 10:30 on Saturday. What's the location again?
At the Klinkenaheide
community
building out there at Salmon Creek. Right.
10:30 to what do you say? 2?
2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Do you think, is that kind of sort of where the idea for Artists of All Nations came from?
Well, I think back, I think there was a Jack Bourne meeting, and Deborah O'Gara suggested, or she mentioned that folks we like to work, do our art in groups, and that would be a way to get more people down into the Jack, to use the Jack, inviting people of all nations, not just indigenous peoples, but, you know, non-indigenous folks also. And there are lots of folks who do come and attend. You know, some of them come just because, you know, we have door prizes, and some come for the treats.
Some come for the cookies.
And some come just to stop by and say hello.
Yep.
So this is that. Okay, so this is Sunday now at the Juno Arts and Culture Center.
Right.
From 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Right.
Free.
Yes.
Bring your art. Make some art with us.
And thanks to the Jack for providing the coffee.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
And as artists, what's it like for you to create in a social group like that?
That's where I do my best work. I feel like I thrive in being surrounded by other people creating, because we kind of feed on each other. I'm not just in cookies, but like, oh, what are you doing? Oh, you're pasting that on? Oh, what if you did this? Or, oh, can I try that? So it's That's really invigorating that way. Yeah. To pick up others.
And then for folks to show up and you're like, oh my God, that person knows how to do that. And you kind of like want to cozy up to them and see how they do things, you know, like, and
it's amazing to see who is an artist in Juneau, that it's like our secret lives, you know, the things we do behind closed doors. Like, we work for the state all day long and then we do art for 3 or 4 hours at night. So it's fun to see the newbies come in and like share their art with us. Surprise. Right. I'm an artist too.
Yeah.
Oh. Very cool. So that's Sunday from 1 to 4?
1 to 5.
1 to 5 at the Juneau Arts and Culture Center. Free? Is it free to get in?
It's free.
Oh, yes.
Bring your art. What would be too big for the jack to bring in?
If it can fit in your car, it can fit in the jack.
All right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, this one woman said she wanted to bring a big canvas.
Yeah.
It wasn't crystal. It was some other trick. Yeah.
I'd want to lay down on the floor with tarps and just splash the paint all over. I've always wanted to do that. Wow. All like Jackson Pollock style. Throw the paint down. Push it around with a broom.
Can you do that sound again?
Okay. Maybe we should do that.
That's a good idea. Throw it down. Yeah. And then we could just bring some mops in and clean up the mess also.
Right.
Or use them as paintbrushes.
Yes, there you go. Yes. Or just put the canvas on the floor and go at it.
And let the kids roll in it. Now you've got kids. Never mind. Just kidding.
And then we can sell that piece to buy the new
$10,000.
There you go.
$500,000.
There you go. We'll make NCL buy it. Buy this with your property.
All right. Well, that's Arts Up for today. No. What else do we got going on?
We have Silent Sky playing at Perseverance Theater on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. over there in Douglas at our own Perseverance Theater, 364-2421 to get tickets. And Silent Sky should be pretty good. Everyone who's seen it has been raving about it, and it's kind of that whole movement about a woman making waves, doing good things, and finally getting credit, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah. And tomorrow from 5 to 7, that's Friday the 24th, we've got the Mender's Party at Juno Makerspace. If you bring your clothing or other fabric-based items that need repairing, there's going to be sewing machines, fabric, thread, yarn needles, all available for free. And get help if you'd like. Be part of the Fix-It Cool Kids Club. All ages welcome.
And that's sewing needles, right?
Yeah, okay. Juno Makerspace.
And
gotta be clear.
Do they have an address there? I think they're at like 3 Mile or something.
I think so, yes.
North D.
North Douglas.
Mm-hmm. On the uphill side.
Yeah, and you can actually go to zerowastejuno@gmail.com for more info.
What a great idea. Mm-hmm. Fixing old clothes. Mm-hmm. All right, when was that again?
That is Friday night, 5 to 7 p.m.
Tomorrow
night.
All right, what else is going on?
January Barn Dance at St. Anne's Hall. Saturday from 7:30 to 11. Susie Kendig will teach and call contra dances. Music by the Wharf Rats. No experience or partner needed. $10 general, $5 for students. Age 25 and under are free. No. Students age 25 and under, free for JVs and AmeriCorps. I don't know if it's the same folks who were doing contra dances like 25 years ago, but my mom really liked going to those contra dance gigs. And every Friday night she'd get home and I had so much fun dancing with Dr. Les. Oh, I shouldn't say who. But he was always there also. But I wanted to give a shout out about that because. Because she always had a really good time with those things.
And you don't have to bring your own partner. Like, you can show up and dance with whoever else doesn't have a partner with them.
Nice. And so when's that again,
That's Saturday night from 7:30 to 11 at the St. Anne's Parish Hall.
On 5th Street.
Yeah. Yes. January Barn Dance.
All right. What else is going on?
What else is going on Saturday from 1 to 3? It's the Alaska Positive Student Workshop with photographer Ben Huff. This is for middle and high school students. They need to bring a smartphone, but I think they might have one or two on hand for folks who don't. And they need to dress appropriately because part of the workshop will be outside. I guess they'll learn how to take better pictures with their smartphones or you know, how to, it's all about the composition, Scott.
Right, uh-huh. The rule of thirds.
Yes, exactly.
And how to tell a whole story with a single photograph.
Right.
It's mm-hmm. one of the few times we might be telling our youth to bring their iPhones.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Please get out your iPhones.
Yes.
And
how
if you want to reserve a spot for that Alaska Positive youth show.
Yes, call 465-2901.
Mm-hmm. And I would recommend you reserving a spot because it filled up in December.
Did it really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
So get your name on the list now.
465-2901. Get your kids doing something with their smartphone.
That isn't TikTok.
TikTok?
Oh, TikTok.
It's a thing.
It's a whole thing.
TikTok.
Oh,
it's
my goodness. Although I was informed by my 12-year-old that, TikTok is so for 10-year-olds.
Oh, this is from a 12-year-old.
Yes, she's very up on that. But most of the 30-somethings I know are also on TikTok, so I don't know what that means.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if you're 10 or over 30, maybe TikTok is for you.
What if you're 237?
Yeah. Also on Saturday from 11 to 4, Saturday the 25th, we have the Navigators Scholarship Workshop at the VocTech Resource Building out at 3 Mile. It's a workshop for native students. You have access to dozens of scholarships, assistance in completing said scholarships, lunch, and more. Limited to 40 persons, must sign up to attend. Contact the Navigators Program, Cale Hoyle, at 463-7752. That's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Scholarship workshop.
By the way, where did you two get all this amazing information?
From our contacts at the Jack. Melanie and Nancy, you could go to their website, jahc.org, because we didn't tell you everything.
Thanks to them for all those great resources.
Yes.
We have a couple more minutes. What day are we on right now? Are we still on?
It's Thursday.
No, I know, but in our list, are we up to Sunday?
Oh, we've hit Saturday.
Oh, we just kind of skipped around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
there's that Platypus Con board and card games extravaganza. Over at Centennial Hall. I think that starts tomorrow night from 6 to 2 in the morning. Mm-hmm. And then again the next morning at 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. the next morning. So are they going to have snacks there or something? Or do you have to order out for pizza?
That's a good question.
How does that – I mean, yeah. First thing I think of, what about food?
I know.
That's a good question. I know it's really gaining in popularity.
Yeah, 600. I heard
it's
you guys the other day.
Annual.
And they had 600 people going.
Wow.
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, it's a convention with a game lending library, visiting game designers, open games to tech participants, and more. It's designed to help people new to board games have fun with this hobby and introduce experienced players to new games. How cool is that? It's so awesome. And, no screens, right?
Right.
It's all board games. Good, clean, fun. 1982 fun.
Oh, do you remember 1982?
Oh, it was so good. I used to tear up that Candyland game. Ooh.
How about Sorry?
Oh, we don't talk about Sorry.
We don't talk about
in
Sorry.
Half.
What about Clue?
Did you
ever get into Clue?
Her parents made a new Clue board,
mm-hmm.
and it just wasn't the same.
Yeah, they tried. They're trying to save some money. If you don't have Colonel Mustard and Miss Scarlet, you're not playing Clue.
And it was the one time I wanted to break down and just spend the $18 to get the box and all the pieces. But no, it's just family fun, making all the pieces.
Speaking of making games, at the Platypus Con this weekend, they are having experts flown in from down south, expert game makers, giving presentations on how kids and teenagers and adults can make their own board games.
I might have to keep my kids up and go check that out. Yeah. My kids would flip out
about
that.
Gotta start keeping them up late sometime.
6 p.m. Friday it starts. You could keep them up all night till 2 a.m. and play games all night.
But then it
goes on again. 10 a.m. to what? On Sunday?
Sunday it starts again from 10 to 6. It probably ends at 6 Sunday night. Is that right?
Right.
What it says.
So, fabulous.
Hello?
All right, you two. We're just about out of time. Anything else you want to share before we go?
I can't think of anything.
No, you can't think of anything.
Well, I can, but we're about to get the axe here soon.
So all these dates and information are at the jahc.org.
Right.
All right. And you can check out the community calendar as well.
Right.
It's always so fun having you two on the show.
Thanks. Thanks for having us.
You're welcome.
You know, you've been playing Arius's
music
every time you close out. That's kudos for you, dude.
Yeah. I dig it. I dig it a lot.
Yeah, I like that kid.
All right, Deanna Lampe, Lily Hope, do I get to see you two back in a couple weeks, maybe?
Yes, I think so. February 6th, you can
and
tune
we'll
in.
We'll have things we'll want to talk about.
I will, too.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you.